we were talking a little bit yesterday about Abbas was talking about intonation and the fact that it might change in different languages. But the other thing about description is that it has to fit with what's going on stage. So you're not like a train announcer saying, "He sits, she moves," you know, "the door opens and the light floods in," because that would just take out the world, you know, take you away from the world. So if you, even when I was doing that description at the beginning of Warhorse, you're vocally doing quite a lot to try and reflect what's going on. And I think that's a kind of important thing. So it's not, you're not acting, but you're using the actors. So you have to kind of be with them somehow so that your voice fits in. And so you do find yourself sort of physically trying to, you know. And what we want to go on to do is there are lots of different ways of saying something really simple. So let's take "she sits." Okay. How many different ways can people sit? Sorry?
Endlessly.
Yeah.
With every emotion.
Yeah. So we can sometimes do that by using, again, I'm the shaky ground here is that I'm dealing in English, but using adverbs. So you can say, okay, she sits. Let's have some adverbs. How much
slowly.
Is it? She sits slowly.
No,
it's an adverb. Yeah. So how does she? How does she sit?
Gently.
She sits gently. She.
Madly.
Huh?
Madly.
Madly.
Madly. Madly.
Madly. She sits madly. No, not
quietly.
Really. Quietly. Yes.
Quietly.
Or.
Sadly.
Gently. Gently. Sadly. Calmly. Or the other way to do that is to try and. Often in description, that's two words, and one of them's two syllables in English because it's normally got a li on the end. So, "she sits gently" is four syllables. So you might, we often will try and find another word for the sitting. So you might say someone, I don't know, slumps into a chair or whatever. So they, or they, you know, they plonk themselves or
crush,
or yeah,
somehow,
or sink. You know, someone might sink into a chair. But the other way of doing it is just vocally saying "she sits," but using your voice differently. So if I said "she sits," that's one way. If I say "she sits," that's completely different, because there's a sort of finality. It's like you're using your voice to kind of reflect something else. "She sits." So you all the time you're trying to find how you can say the words to suggest. And again, he walks out of the room. He walks out of the room. He walks out of the room. There are lots of different ways you can say it, which will all be slightly different, and they'll all suggest a different physicality on the part of the actor or the character, the way they're doing it. So whether they're doing it in a very sort of definite way or whether they're doing it in a tentative way, or, you know, so that's, again, it's something to think about. So all the time we're writing descriptions, we're thinking about that sort of physicality again, how we reflect the physicality of what's going on stage, both in the words that we choose, but also in the way that we say the words. Does that make sense?
Yes,
yes, of course.
Good. Of course, you stupid man.